What happens when a society celebrates depravity? Well, nothing good, that's for sure. And if you're a Bible-believing individual, then it seems like the end is near. Reprobate behavior is, of course, nothing new. Sin has been going on since almost the beginning of time. Thanks, Adam and Eve. But doing bad things isn't the worst part of it. God makes sure to point out how depraved it is to sin and act as though there's nothing wrong with it. And that reminds me of America in 2025. Let's take a brief but deeper look at Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. It says, quote, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." The word imagination is translated from the Hebrew word yetzer, which means different aspects of a person's thought process. So it refers to their thoughts, imagination, intent, motive, daydreaming plans, etc. The better way to read that verse in line with the original Hebrew version would be to replace imagination with aspect. It would then read, and I quote, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every aspect of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Having all aspects of yourself be consumed with evil is a damning statement. If the culture was consumed with it, then it would be safe to say that wickedness had been normalized. If you thought about it all the time, then you'd definitely be desensitized to vile sin. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the destruction of marriage, sexual immorality, and hedonism is ruining the country. It is. We all know it. That's nothing new. Every generation had something that was causing societal decay. Casual sex isn't a millennial or Gen Z thing. It's a Gen X thing, a boomer thing, and I'd bet you a silent generation thing as well. You could keep going back and back through history. Heck, there were even prostitutes in the Bible. One of Jesus' most dedicated followers was a reformed whore. Shout out to my homegirl Mary Magdalene. But back to my original point. People have been shacking up, paying for sex, selling their bodies, living as concubines, and making a mockery of marriage for millennia. Fornication, getting biblical, bumping uglies, doing the nasty, whatever you want to call it, that's been going on for a long time. Whoopee is no longer viewed by Americans as solely belonging in marriage. It's whenever, wherever. But what I believe has changed is the societal response to it. There's been no cultural clapback. Go ask your boomer parents. Pregnant teenagers were shipped out of town to a school with other pregnant teens as a way to cast shame on them and to not glamorize the behavior. Now let me remind you of a TV show in the 2000s called Teen Mom. Couples that shacked up before marriage used to be considered top-shelf sleaze bags. You were marked. It was tacky and looked down as such. Not only do most couples shack up these days, it's glamorized in television and movies. If someone even thought a girl might be easy, their reputation was ruined. Now you can download an app and have a one-night stand wherever you are from the comfort of your cell phone. But the grossest and most insidious normalization of wickedness that we're watching unfold before our eyes is the I word. Not going to say it because YouTube will freak out and probably give me a flag. But you know the word. You may say, but hey, that's not normal. People don't brag about having relations within their family. No, it's not being normalized on primetime television or getting a virtue signal of approval in movies. Yet. But Americans are getting desensitized to it, giving tacit approval. Case in point, Bonnie Blue. This OnlyFans porn star became a household name for sleeping with more than 1,000 men in one day. Sure, porn has existed for a long time, but that's a whole new level. And here comes the I-word part. Did you know that her parents openly support her career choice? In the latest stunt, where she offered to sleep with freshman college students, her mom helped arrange it. Yes, she helped her daughter sleep with 158 men in one week. This is her mom right here passing out flyers at the university advertising the stunt. Bonnie's mom, Sarah Billinger, claims she is her daughter's personal assistant and helps clean up after Bonnie's sex events. She even hands out the condoms. Bonnie has said, quote, "My mom wears a top with my OnlyFans. My dad's always telling people about it." In fact, she says her dad loves her sex antics. Listen to what else she says. Quote, "Obviously he doesn't sit watching the videos, but all my social media, my TikToks, he'll have a look at it. And he's just proud seeing how happy I am, how much I've been able to support the family. It's really changed my life and my family's life." She goes on to brag about how her dad got involved in testing out some stamps that she had made up. Ones that said, "I slept with Bonnie Blue," or "I want to sleep with Bonnie Blue." She says when she was practicing these on her dad, he interjected with, I need to go to the pub after this. She goes on to say, quote, and he's got stamps all up his arm to say he slept with his daughter. Now, the man she calls her dad, Nicholas Elliott, is technically her stepfather, but she herself considers, in her own words, that he's her real dad. Whether it's by blood or adoption, it's weird. That's what everyone thought when Woody Allen married a girl he adopted with his ex-wife. Bonnie Blue is the public celebration of sexual immorality, but not just normal sexual escapades. Incest. Her parents literally arrange for and help generate ideas for her sex stunts. Daddy Nicholas spends his days looking at his porn star daughter's social media content. Not her videos, because, I mean, that'd be weird, but tasteful stuff like this and this and this that are plastered across her social media where she's nearly nude. But let's back off Bonnie Blue for a moment. She's not just one OnlyFans model whose parents are proud or involved in their daughter's career. Just Google it. And in fact, it's not the first time we've seen parents become publicly okay with their daughter's slutty ways. Kris Jenner allegedly helped leak her daughter Kim Kardashian's sex tape. The male counterpart of that video, Ray J, claims that Kris Jenner watched it. If that's true, that sounds pretty close to incest. And it seems like every day I'm reading a news story about siblings or mothers and daughters who are sharing a boyfriend. That also sounds like incest. Sure, there was no OnlyFans in the Bible, but I know that people of the time acted with impunity. Remember Genesis chapter 6, verse 5? And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. On the top shelf of wickedness, I'd put selling your daughter's porn videos and arranging her sexcapades is right up there. And one's mind and heart being consumed with all aspects of evil? Well, that too sounds like the times that we live in. Bonnie Blue's parents get up every day and think all day on ways to whore out their daughter for depraved sex acts. If God were to send another flood to wipe it all out, this would be the time we should start putting on a rain jacket and going to get our umbrella. And as the Bible notes, in the days of Noah, people were carrying on with their sinful lives right up until Noah got on the ark. That means it was normalized. Their behavior was desensitized. There was nothing wrong with it. They didn't feel ashamed of it. They just kept going on like nothing was out of order. Now, do you think that this will only remain in the unsaved world? Well, even Paul had to correct the church in Corinthians on incest. He said, quote, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. That's right. Incest was so vile, not even the unbelievers were into it as much. I guarantee you that the pews that are packed today with holy rollers are the same ones that would have been sinning like a villain in the days of Noah and making excuses for their behavior all along. And a matter of fact, incest is far more common than you may think in everyday life. Take a listen to these statistics. The share of families who've had an incest event is 15%. The number of Americans that have reported to have been victims of incest as a child is 32 million. But of those, only 20% of incest victims report their crime to law enforcement. The share of children who were victims who were by someone in their own family, that's 46%. And here's the most disturbing one. The share of porn videos on Pornhub that have an incestuous angle is 50%. That's right, half of all the smut on Pornhub has some sort of incest theme. So what's the point of my rant? Well, if you're a believer, then the rapture may be closer than it appears. If you're not a believer, then what will stop you from being depraved like those in the days of Noah? Will you let yourself become normalized and desensitized to incest? Will you let every aspect of your being become consumed with evil? If your answer is no, then you might want to go ahead and get right with Jesus before it's too late. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.